Good Saturday morning. Thanks for tuning in to Local Matters on KTLO. This is Heather Loftus, and I'm pleased to have with us, I do believe for the first time, Dr. Paul Nice of Mountain Home ENT and Allergy. Dr. Nice, welcome.
Well, thank you for having me.
Oh, my goodness. I have a captive audience where I can talk about allergies for a whole 30 minutes, and and you can answer all the questions that we have. So, but it's good to have you.
Well, thanks. And whatever I can offer, I will.
You know, you've been practicing medicine here in Mountain Home for, we were counting before the show started, for 26 years now.
Yes. And my partner, Dr. Monty Barker, for 27 here, and young Dr. John Nice for two.
Yes, we do want to recognize the other Dr. Nice in the clinic now, Dr. John Nice, of course, your son, who's moved back to this area to practice his medicine and raise his family and all those good things. You've seen it all. I mean, here in this area, you and your wife are from Kansas originally, but then moved to Mountain Home. How are the allergens different in this little area? Because we always like to joke that we have one of the most allergic places on the map.
And I will say that I will put this area up against anywhere as far as one of the most allergic. And one of the reasons, take the difference between here and Kansas. Mm-hmm. They are a big farm area. They kill almost all their weeds, even mm-hmm. on the roadsides. They don't have as many trees as we have. They're a little drier, so they don't have the mold. So what we have is all year long. We have trees, we have weeds, we have grasses, we have molds, and then we have the indoor allergens, dust mites, and the things that everybody has in their house. So the problem is there is never a season that there's not something to be allergic to here.
Recently you changed the name of your practice to Mountain Home ENT and Allergy, and added the allergy component on your sign, but I mean, you guys have always been doing this.
We've done it always because it's a natural part of our specialty, but we found, as with so many things in our specialty, people will come and say, I didn't know you did that. So that is such an important part. We thought it was a good point to make to people through the name of the practice, but it is a natural part of our specialty. Mm-hmm. We're trained in our residency in what's called inhalant allergy. Mm-hmm. We call it ENT allergy. But you can't practice and take care of people's sinuses and noses and not take care of allergy because it's such a large component. And it overlaps a little with the pulmonologist with their asthma, and we don't get into mm-hmm. the direct treatment of asthma as much, but when we treat their allergies with shots, what affects your nose also affects your lungs. So many of the people who have asthma will find they don't need to use as much of their inhalers when they get on the allergy shots because we're treating the underlying mm-hmm. problem.
And like you said, inhalant allergies. I mean, that's basically what we're going to focus on, not so much food allergies. I mean, you don't have to go through a rigorous testing process for a lot of those because, I mean, you know, you eat a certain food item and your face blows up. I mean, you kind of know that you're allergic to it.
Yes, and that's not to say that there are not other food allergies that don't cause that immediate reaction. Mm-hmm. And we have to, because we're doing allergies, get into that a little bit. But I always try to make the point to people that if you kind of think you might have food allergies, there's not a lot of gain mm-hmm. in us ordering an expensive battery of blood tests mm-hmm. because that almost never shows the answer. Mm-hmm. And there are other ways that we can go over with them to work out whether they actually are allergic to a certain food. But the ones, like you said, like shrimp or strawberries and you get hives and your lips blow up, you know that one already.
You know, I always thought it was interesting, weird, I don't know which word you want to use, but when it comes to allergies, because so many of us take some sort of antihistamine or something, but we've never gone through the testing. We just say, oh, that's my allergies. And we wouldn't do that for any other ailment that we might have.
Yes. And again, I won't tell people, if you can totally control the symptoms that are bothering you by taking one antihistamine, that's fine to do that. But what happens is a lot of people will take those, they will mask the symptoms, mm-hmm. and they've had the allergies for so long, they don't realize how much effect it has on their life mm-hmm. because they put it aside. But what happens is the family member comes in and says, you have to do something. Mm-hmm. They're coughing, they're sneezing, they're clearing their throat, they're blowing their nose all the time. And the patient themselves just kind of get used to it.
Right.
But I think those are the people that we can help are people who it's affecting their daily life all the time.
Mm-hmm. Take us through the testing process. I mean, if someone wants to call your clinic, make an appointment, say, I want to be tested for allergies, mm-hmm. you know, how does that, I mean, what does that look like?
Okay, well, the first thing to point out is we don't test everybody who comes in who says they have an allergy. And the first point in our contact is going to be that we will work out with them whether that's in their benefit mm-hmm. to actually get the testing. You know, there are some general allergists, many that I've seen in the past, who test every person who walks in their door. And then I'll say, well, what did they do for you? Did they mm-hmm. start you on allergy shots? No, they just gave me this medicine and sent me home. Well, if you're just going to give them a medicine and that's your only plan anyway, then there's no point in doing the testing. But we do the testing for two purposes. One is to find out, would they benefit from allergy shots, which is called immunotherapy, mm-hmm. or do they really need to find out what things they're allergic to that they might be able to avoid? So when you get into avoidance, I don't tell people when they come in and we find out they're allergic to Fluffy, the dog, that they have to get rid of Fluffy. But it's good to know that. It's good to know I do have an allergy to my dog. So if I can maybe keep the dog off the bed, good idea, mm-hmm. because we spend about a third of our life in bed. And I maybe need to bathe the dog more frequently and cut down a little bit on the allergens. So those are the type of things we take into consideration. But then if we decide we are going to test them, we have some well-trained allergy nurses back in our allergy department that will start with what are called prick tests on the back, and that is the initial screen of how sensitive you are. And then we do some fine-tuning with some additional tests that we do called intradermal. Mm-hmm. It's like a little mosquito bite. We mm-hmm. stick a needle just under the skin and raise a wheel. And we feel this type of testing is the most accurate mm-hmm. because it shows us exactly how sensitive you are to all of these allergens. In the past, and particularly people who were trained by general allergists, they mainly did what are called scratch tests on the mm-hmm. back, which definitely are not as accurate because you don't know how much antigen gets in, or only a prick test. And the prick test alone sometimes can be misleading as far as how sensitive you are. So if you start a shot with somebody and you don't have the proper strength of the antigen, they'll be overtreated to some things and undertreated to others. So this is a fine-tuning. It's called MQT testing. We used to do IDT, which is intradermal testing, which we felt was more accurate. And this is kind of it's meeting in the middle to try to be a little more efficient, not do quite as many sticks, but still get the accurate findings of how sensitive are you to that antigen.
So what are some of the biggest culprits here locally that we have to deal with when it comes to our allergies?
You know, that's a loaded question because it's virtually everything, mm-hmm. and it depends on the individual. First of all, I'll tell you, I don't think I've ever seen anybody that we tested who I considered positive as on allergy tests who was not allergic to dust mites. And we all have them. Doesn't matter how clean your house is, and they're 365 days a year.
You mentioned we spend a third of our time in bed.
Yes.
You know, what are some of the helpful hints that we can do to keep the allergies at bay in our bed?
Well, I recommend mite-proof dust covers. Mm-hmm. Cover for the mattress and the pillow. Mm-hmm. Probably the pillow even slightly more important than the mattress. And if you don't have those, trading out the pillows fairly frequently, but a pillow that is an older pillow
that
has an amazing amount of mites and mite products. And when I say products, that's
I'm cringing. You can't see me. I'm the terrified, cringing person just thinking about the pillows at my house. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, because we all have our favorite pillow and we don't want to change it out.
Well, put a mite-proof cover on it.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to add that to my list. What's next? What's next that we need to do?
Well, you know, as far as just not the dust mites, but for people who have general allergies, closing the house up. I love outdoor air too, but my wife is fairly allergic, and we keep the windows closed because otherwise all of that pollen and the mold spores come from outside, and they get on the bedclothes and the furniture, and you just keep puffing them up and rebreathing them all the time.
I don't always think about the springtime when you can just feel the pollen on you, you know, and then you see some people just lay on the couch or crawl into bed and... You know, we always, you know, change everything and wash our hands real good because I can always just feel the pollen on me.
Mm-hmm. We're like the old days. I remember we always hung our wash on the line when I was growing up.
Yeah.
You didn't have a dryer, but wet clothes, if the pollen is in the air, they will attract that. It will stick to it, and then it's going to puff up when you put those on your bed.
But why does it seem like we didn't have any allergies back then?
That is a point that we are still not sure about the reason for it. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, one of the theories in our specialty is that there are two theories. One is that kids, they're so much concerned by their parents about, oh, we need to clean with a disinfectant everything. But our body learns to identify foreign by bacteria and things that we are exposed mm-hmm. to as a child. And if you don't get that proper development of your immune system, then it overreacts. And that's what allergy is. Allergy is your body reacting to proteins from something like pollens or mold spores or dust mite mm-hmm. products. And it says, that's something I need to fight. And so it makes this response with the histamine release, which mm-hmm. causes your sneezing and runny nose and the asthma symptoms and that sort of thing. Another theory is that we are exposed to so many more chemicals nowadays. Mm-hmm. Look at the panel on the side of the box or the can of anything you're going to eat. And there are all these names that
you can't pronounce.
And some people think that that is affecting our immune system, too, and all of the colorings. And, mm-hmm. You know, when I grew up, we ate pretty much everything we raised.
Right.
Out of the garden, we canned it ourselves, and salt went into it. There weren't any other preservatives. And
yeah. Let's take a break. You're listening to Local Matters on KTLO. Welcome back to Local Matters on KTLO. We're visiting once again with Dr. Paul Nice of Mountain Home ENT and Allergy. You can always contact their clinic here locally, 424-4200. Check them out online at mhentallergy.com. Dr. Nice, we were talking earlier about being tested for allergies and that process. Tell us about the treatment. How can you fix us?
Okay. Well, once we find out what antigens you're allergic to and how sensitive you are, we have in-office mixing of the antigens. And again, these are done by trained nurses mm-hmm. that take each of those antigens and make vials up. And generally, a weekly dose mm-hmm. of the antigen, and it's an easy shot to get. It's subcutaneous. It's not in the muscle. It's not like getting a tetanus shot. And once a week, and we build up the strength on those antigens, again, that are mixed, mm-hmm. custom-made for that person in-house. And after you get up to what's called maintenance, we generally are still once a week for a period of time, but then some people are able to back off and go to every 2 weeks or every 3 weeks, which we allow as needed. But some people need that shot every week. Now, some people then also additionally need some allergy medicines from time to time. And it may be that they have to use something every day, mm-hmm. even in spite of being on the shots, or they may just use something seasonally. We have a lot of our patients will do that. And they'll say, well, when the tree pollen's flying, then mm-hmm. I go ahead and use either my steroid nose spray or my antihistamine. Mm-hmm. And those are going to be the two most common medications that they'll use.
It seems like we used to have an allergy season. You know, we had the big hit in the spring, and you know, then sometimes you'd have them in the fall. But it seems like it's so much more year round now than it was a few years ago. And is that just because we're not having the colder winters that we were accustomed to?
Well, it's an individual thing. There are still a lot of people that just have that big allergy season, spring or fall. Mm-hmm. But it depends on how allergic you are. Mm-hmm. That there, like I had said before, there's something around here for every season. But yes, a mild winter. Last year in particular, rains kept going all the way through July.
Yeah.
See, normally in July, it'll dry up. A lot of those weeds will have dried up, and there won't be as heavy a load. But last year, it was all summer, you know, continuously. So, yeah, the climate will affect it on how long the growing season is.
Do you treat or do you test kids through this allergy process like like the process you outlined earlier?
We do. And you have to individualize it. I mean, you can't just say, oh, we treat down to this age.
My kid has a runny nose a lot.
And again, with children, I'm going to try to, if possible, can we get by with medications? Because kids don't respond as well to the testing. But when we find someone needs it, we do test and treat children. But it's individual. And I have to admit, there are going to be some kids that you're just not going to be able to. I mean, there are some kids, if they have to go get their immunizations, three people have to hold them down. And there are others who will sit there like nothing's happening. So you
same can be said for adults, too, though.
Exactly. But we try to approach them, you know, calmly, explain things to them, and we have a pretty good record of being able to handle them. But I would say it's going to be a rare child, say six or under, that you're going to be able to do the skin testing on well.
You're a big proponent of letting our kids get a little dirty experience. You know, we don't need to sanitize their whole world for them. Let them experience some of those things. It's okay to eat a little dirt every now and then. Drink out of the water hose.
Well, I'm not going to encourage them to eat the dirt, but you don't need to be following around with Clorox wipes and wiping down the counter every time they've touched something. They need to be exposed to some things for their immune system to develop.
You see a lot of children in your clinic because of tubes, getting tubes placed in their ears.
Mm-hmm. We are one of the few surgical specialties that has the full gamut of age on a regular basis. We treat from birth up to people in their hundreds because we do a wide range of things. And like I alluded to earlier of us changing the name to Mountain Home ENT and Allergy so people knew we did it. But if we were really going to have the name so people knew what we, you know, it would be Mountain Home ENT and Allergy and Sinus Disease and Skin Cancer Treatment and Reconstructive Surgery and facial trauma and head and neck cancer and swallowing problems and hearing and balance and sleep. I'm the director of the sleep lab.
That's right.
Here, because sleep apnea is a natural part of our care. So
we could do five other shows with you, and we probably wouldn't cover everything that you just listed.
No, probably not.
So we'll have to have you back. That's for sure. Dr. Paul Nice of Mountain Home ENT and Allergy. Again, the clinic number is 424-4200. You can check them out online at mhentallergy.com. Come back and we'll talk more.
Thank you. I'd be happy to.
Let's take a break. You're listening to Local Matters on KTLO.